Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the fourth week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we begin our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 9. In our last meditation, we confessed that mankind is so depraved that we are incapable of any good and prone to all evil apart from the express work of God in us by His Holy Spirit through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But this reality raises a question in many people's minds. How can God require something we cannot perform? Is it fair that God asks of us that which we cannot do? Or, as we ask in Heidelberg Catechism question 9, does not God then do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? We answer no. For God so made man that he could perform it, but man, through the instigation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants of this power. As we noted in our meditations on Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 6, God created mankind good and holy and able to do that which is righteous. Adam had the ability to choose the good, to choose obedience, to do that which God commanded him freely and without the taint of sin. But he did not. And in his sin, as Paul tells us in Romans, the entirety of the human race sinned. And while humanity is now depraved and corrupt in all our being, the requirement of the law is not lessened in the smallest bit. Everything required by God of Adam in the garden is still required. The law of God still stands, unbowed by the intransigence of mankind. And in this, God is fully just. There is no injustice in him, and what he requires is not unjust. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, "The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he." Even Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king humbled by God to live for a time as a wild animal, recognized that God was fully just. Daniel chapter 4, verse 37, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are right and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." One of the things people complain about these days is the lowering of the bar for certain achievements in order to accommodate those who can't make the cut. We live in a time when, if one cannot meet the standard, the easiest thing seems to be to change the standard. But God is just, and he does not ever change his standards. His law is not lessened just because sinful humanity cannot obey. And it is not unjust for him to uphold his standards. It may not be what we want, but it is in no way unfair or unjust of God to maintain his requirement of perfection according to the law. 2 Chronicles 19, verse 7, "Now then, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Be careful what you do, for there is no injustice with the Lord our God, or partiality, or taking bribes." And, as Elihu proclaimed in Job 34, verse 10, "Hear me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should do wrong." And while this truth may be disheartening to some hoping for leniency, or a God who overlooks their sin, it is a great comfort for those who truly understand the justness of the Almighty. He does not evaluate us on a sliding scale, and he is not arbitrary or capricious in his judgments. Holy and upright is he. As John records the song of heaven in Revelation 15, 3 and 4, "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Just and true are the ways of our God, and worthy of all praise. For though we cannot keep his holy law, yet has he redeemed us through the death and resurrection of his Son, that we might worship him for his justice, rejoice in his mercy, and offer him our eternal thanks as we glorify his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.